We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Amazon recently launched its new Music Locker service called Cloud Drive. It provides a web-based hard drive backup service where users can upload music, photos, and videos. Music can be uploaded to the Cloud Drive from any web browser or Android device and can be played or downloaded from the Cloud Drive using the Cloud Player interface. Google and Apple are also on the move, each preparing to launch their own Music Locker services. Record companies are up in arms over these music lockers. They demand that music listeners buy new copies of a song for every device they wish to use to play a song. What is more problematic for them is that music lockers can upload music from any web browser, making music lockers attractive storage sites for pirated music. Unfortunately for the record companies, it looks like their only recourse will be at the negotiation table with companies like Amazon, Google, and Apple. A recent decision by the Federal District Court in the Southern District of New York held that the safe harbor provision of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act extends to protect music locker services from infringement claims when users upload copyrighted material to the service. The case involved 14 record companies, collectively referred to as EMI, who sued the music locker service MP3 Tunes. EMI showed that MP3 Tunes music lockers were full of material infringing EMI copyrights. The court refused to hold MP3 Tunes responsible. They explained that it is not the music locker provider's duty to police their service for copyright infringement. Instead, the duty falls upon the record companies to search out infringers of their copyrights and to notify the music locker service of infringement. As long as service providers do not interfere with the record company's ability to search, and as long as they take down the infringing material when they're notified, music locker services are in the clear. This ruling should really come as no surprise, as it mirrors the same court's decision a year ago in the Viacom versus YouTube case. There, Viacom held the copyright to a number of videos uploaded to YouTube. Obviously, Viacom had never given permission for these uploads. But just as in the EMI versus MP3 Tunes case, the court extended safe harbor protection to YouTube. Since it is not YouTube's responsibility to police its site for infringing material, as long as it removed infringing content when Viacom sent notification, YouTube was off the hook. The court in the YouTube case also established a precedent employed here that notice must identify the work and the web address where the work is being infringed. So even if copyright holders know for certain that their work is being infringed on a particular service, service providers like YouTube and MP3 Tunes have no duty to act until the copyright holders find each and every infringing web address. The U.S. District Court in the Southern District of New York is a big name in copyright law, so it seems that the scales do not favor the record companies obtaining different results in other districts. Public sympathy for record companies may remain low because of their early attempts to fight music piracy by attacking individuals with devastating lawsuits to make examples out of them. Arguably, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act follows the intent of the constitutional copyright franchise. Our Constitution states that copyrights are granted to promote progress in science and the useful arts. Zealously protecting recorded performance rights may fail to promote progress when doing so would stifle the exciting new horizons in data storage, accessibility, and availability that YouTube and MP3 Tunes represent. I'm Jay Kaysen.